"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry. What did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about.
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier. With one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Welcome, everybody. Coming up, an update on a restaurant, or more like a bar grill, that might be familiar to you, Tin Horn Flats in Burbank. Remember all the problems they had with local enforcement in Burbank and the county over the COVID lockdowns? They continued to let people, oh dear God, do outdoor dining when that was banned for a while. And they had a real legal back and forth with both the Burbank and the county. And they countersued. They're in the news because a judge has let them go forward with their countersuit. Because obviously they've been sued too. And of course their permit was lifted and all this stuff. So yeah. We'll give you the update.
Stand up to the tyrants.
Yeah, they made a real event out of this. I think one of the sons was breaking into the restaurant where they put chains on the door, but he went in there anyway.
Yeah. Nice overreaction in California
really
to all this.
Nutty.
And part of it is this insistent mask culture. Fraser Ross is owner of Kitson, which is a boutique chain. He has one on Robertson Boulevard. And he has said that nobody can come in anymore wearing a mask because too many criminals are walking in with their face covering.
There's a sign on the store window. Due to safety of our staff and assets of store, we do not allow the wearing of face masks.
And
that's the front window of the Beverly Hills store.
The silly ninnies at the LA Times has taken objection to this.
They waited a couple of days, and then they sent a writer to dig into this and decide maybe it's just a publicity stunt.
Let's get Fraser on. Fraser Ross, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, what
it's been a little whirlwind in the last 5 days, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So why'd you do it?
I want to state though, if you want to wear a mask, you can come before shopping. The store opens 9:30 to 10, and after shopping 8 to 8:30. You know, in the days when the COVID was rampant and the elderly got to go into the grocery stores early, we allow people with masks if they still have a weak immune system and they want to shop. I mean, we're not selling groceries, so I don't know if there's anything you need to buy. You could buy it on our website or have curbside pickup. So do you really have to come in? I was noticing about 95% of people that came through the door weren't wearing masks, but some criminals were wearing masks and we couldn't get them, and repeat criminals. So, and the cameras could only get their eyes, and, in a lineup, we're not going to be able to 100% identify them. And, it's been in the last 2.5 years a struggle for small business. I was strangled in the store. I've been pepper sprayed. An employee has had scissors to their body to hand over the cash and the iPad. You can't call the police for some petty theft, and they're so busy trying to keep the whole city, at a safe level. So I put this policy in because these two girls came in. They'd already repeated. They were before COVID. They've come in with their masks and tried to steal. And I said, that's enough. I want because the police said, well, do you have any pictures of them? I said, nothing, with a mask. And they said, well, it's kind of useless. And they've got the getaway cars blocks away or whatever. So I realized the safety is more important now than the viruses out there. So, we were looted twice in the last 2.5 years, once at the LA riot and once on the 23rd of December last year. So, your insurance company drops you, get insurance, you have it, and they drop you. So it's not good. But I want to state that, the big root of the problem, and I talked to this about the LA Times. I got this reporter, Salvador Hernandez. He's got a Twitter feed. He talks to me for an hour. And, I'm telling him that, it's not publicity stunt. We always do funny windows. We did funny windows 2 years ago and called out the hypocrites. And last year we did a funny window calling out. But the one that went viral around the world was, Garcetti with money in his hands. I'm going to turn off your power. But, the non-essential, essential businesses were, we sell everything from, toothpaste, shampoo. We're, a general lifestyle store. And we couldn't sell toys, but Walmart could sell toys. Target sell greeting cards. We couldn't sell greeting cards. That was a scam. And they all knew it. And I bet you all the board of supervisors and Garcetti's wife were all at these big boxes buying stuff that weren't essential. So that scam went away. And he, during that scam, he was able to get about $100 million into his mayor's fund. And I ended up suing Youssef Robb, who was running the mayor's fund, because I went down to make $25 cash and he false imprisoned me, closed the gate downtown. A guy blocked my door because he didn't know who I was. I said, well, I'm coming here to make $25. But he had it on his Twitter feed. He was a senior advisor to Eric Garcetti. He used to be public relations for Garcetti. So it's very, very deep. And I contacted the LA Times. I just sued someone in Garcetti's camp for false imprisonment and other things. So I think there's a we all realize this is a pay for play system in the last 2.5 years. So, during the LA riots, we got Chrissy Teigen, now she's pregnant. I call her, well, she's a pregnant bully, Chrissy Teigen, just because she's pregnant. She's a pregnant bullied person now. So she, incited the violence. We're going to bail out the rioters and criminals and all this stuff, $100,000. And her best friend, Jen Atkins, and her came on our Instagram. We posted a picture of the store, and we tagged her and her friend that carries this product, the founder of this product, like Wei, O-U-A-I. And she said, oh, my looting cream comes out in October and use the shampoo to clean up the graffiti. How is she still in business? And how can she have a business with stuff that people lost their businesses? People died from the looting. How didn't they not get along? And why did the LA Times not cover this? So I said to in the interview with the LA Times, I said, you need to be covering this and you need to reach out to the mask queen of LA, Barbara Ferrer, department of, is in charge of all the masks. I emailed her, but guess what? She's on vacation to the 29th. So you can't talk to her. But before she went on vacation, she says, oh, you should still wear masks in large settings and indoors. So they wouldn't reach out to her. So, and they do this article and it says, is it a publicity stunt? I mean, is it a publicity stunt? Our livelihood is a publicity stunt? We've always put stuff in our window. And it's not just politics driven. We put Janice Min was the editor of the Hollywood Reporter. She used the magazine for a personal agenda and enrichment. I put that on the window. She's getting coal, you know, coal this Christmas in her stocking. So we do kind of things and out people, and it's not just political people. Chrissy Teigen's not political. She was on our window. She had two slots on the window last year because Candace Owen compared her to Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. So she went on the window. So, you know, I'm just sick of these government officials trying to tell us how to run our business, to pay the taxes and everything. And the argument I'm having with the LA Times right now, the city doesn't even know where we are. They said Beverly Hills. I said, and it sounds sexier, Beverly Hills than Los Angeles, and West Hollywood sounds a little bit more edgier. I said, we've been paying LA taxes for 22 years. We've, you know, if we have to call the police, we're told to call LAPD. Can't call West Hollywood, can't call Beverly Hills. So I call Corrector's office. They're all working remote. Someone got back to me. I said, where are we, Los Angeles or Beverly Hills? Because if I'm in Beverly Hills and I haven't been getting all the amenities, Beverly Hills, Christmas lights and clean streets and everything and safety for 22 years, there's a lawsuit coming.
So you're in Los Angeles. So the LA Times puts you
right there on the edge.
Yeah, they put you in the wrong city.
We're in Los Angeles. We're on the edge.
Oh,
we're on the edge. We're Beverly Grove.
Right, right. But your address
right there near Cedar Sinai and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
the Ivy Restaurant, you know, on Robertson, the hotspot. The Ivy Restaurant, the owner came and said, look, someone just stole a Birkin bag off the patio of a patron that was sitting down. You know, there's been a gun to the head at the gas station pumping gas. There's been guns to the head to, you know, outside our kids' store. A tourist just got their, in the middle of the day, got their car smashed while they're shopping in the store. I mean, they're not even reporting the crime. And I think the LA Times trying to downplay the time for Garcetti and Newsom. It's
yes.
A 77% increase. They're downplaying it, which is disgusting. And
they're dishonest. They're completely dishonest.
Criminal justice reform, and that doesn't help if you have an increase in crime.
They're liars. They're dishonest. Yeah. They don't print the truth.
So you're serious about this?
Yeah, we all got it now.
Would you actually throw somebody out of your store that came in with a mask? Has that happened?
Well, we have security in our stores, but now we have to. That expense of $150,000 a year in the two stores on Robertson. Yes, we would tell them they have to leave because, you know, a lady came in the store, you know, she came in with a mask. Saturday, 10 people came with masks, 8 took them down, looked around the store and left, never bought anything. So I'm just going to tell you, the shopping habits of the masked and unmasked are much different in this type of environment. Maybe in a grocery store, it's different. But two people, she said, well, I just had COVID. I said, well, if you just had COVID, I don't know, you should be wandering around in this type of store, but I'll open the store early for you and come later. And this other lady said, well, I don't look like a thief. I said, well, when you go through security, you don't like a terrorist, but you still got to do all the, you know, you got to check your bag and it's got to be screened and patted down. So we don't have any profiling of what you look like. No matter what you look like, you have to leave the store during business hours. I mean, if it's someone in a wheelchair, there's extremes that a small child, we're not going to do it. But, you know, we're just putting it across the board. And this is what it is, because you don't know if the people that stole the bag on the patio, one was carrying a very expensive bag. They look like normal citizens.
How do your employees feel about this? Your employees glad you did this?
They feel safer. They feel safer.
All right, Fraser.
They feel
we really
a lot
appreciate
safer.
Talking
I feel
to
a
you.
Lot safer.
Well, yeah. Good work there.
Thank you. Anytime you want me back.
Sure.
All right. Fraser Ross, owner of Kitson. It's a chain of stores and it's made the news. And I thought so. It's technically in Los Angeles, but it's right there on the border of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. But they're not allowing you to wear face masks inside the store. They think that's just a way for criminals to help disguise themselves. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, that was a very entertaining interview with the man behind Kitson, Fraser Ross.
Well, you know what pisses him off is the LA Times basically smeared him, you know, in a very polite way, in a very backhanded, cowardly way. They think he's lying. Fraser Kitson is the Fraser Ross, rather, is the owner of Kitson, which is a boutique chain. He has a few shops in the area, and he said, you know, we got too many people coming in here and stealing stuff, and they're wearing masks, and they're taking advantage of the mask directives
to look like they're really just taking care of themselves, right?
And they're stealing stuff, and that's really going on. And I don't know who this, what's his name, Salvador Hernandez?
The writer.
Yeah, I don't know how much he's directed by editors and, you know, supervisors. But Salvador Hernandez wrote a dishonest article. Had a dishonest slant to it, a dishonest undertone. Because he wants to insist that the crime is not that bad. He quotes Ross as saying...
Well, he uses the Beverly Hills number. First of all, Fraser's store is not in Beverly Hills. And Beverly Hills tends to take care of things. Protesters, criminals. If they have not had a big increase in the crime rate, that's because they really clamped down on it.
Well,
L.A. is quite a different story. That's really where the store is.
That's what's funny about this. The headline says, the surprising reason why this posh Beverly Hills boutique says it banned COVID masks. Crime. Okay? And then it says... The city's police department presents a decidedly less dire reality. Beverly Hills police described crime this year as being marginally up by 7%. Well, he's not in Beverly Hills. He's in Los Angeles, you boob. I mean, how hard is it to fact check that?
It's right on the edge, but yes.
And when you're on the edge of Los Angeles, you deal with Los Angeles...
That's right. Crime issues. You deal with Los Angeles crime issues, police response, council member, all that stuff.
It makes
a big difference.
We've told you about Culver City, where there are no homeless on one side of Venice Boulevard, but there's the triple decker of homelessness
on the Bonin side.
Bonin side, the LA side. So the border really matters because it's a radically different policy. You walk through Beverly Hills and you are simply not going to find homeless people laying there. If one straggles in, he's not there for long. They take care of business. And in any event, what he said is true. A lot of business owners don't report crime, especially shoplifting. They don't because nothing happens. Like he said, if everybody's wearing a mask, the police aren't even interested. What are we going to do?
Yeah, thanks to Prop 47 and just this whole no bail era we're living in.
So I take heart that the LA Times loses tens of millions of dollars a year, that they have relatively few people even looking at their paper online compared to all the other major dailies in the nation. And a lot of people simply aren't paying attention. However, that's the only newspaper still in town. And unfortunately, most of the lazy-ass broadcast media still use the LA Times to regurgitate their stories. And so this crap spreads.
All right, now we take you to Burbank. The Tinhorn Flats Saloon and Grill made big news back in 2020, and I think it even dragged into 2021, because they weren't putting up with what was going on in Burbank and with the county concerning the whole lockdown of restaurants. It got particularly ugly with that dopey outdoor dining ban, which they tended to violate. That got them into so much trouble. They were in a back and forth where they got shut down. Their permit was pulled. It was crazy. So naturally, there's lawsuits. And the family that owns Tinhorn Flats, it's a father and a couple of his children, their adult children, they sued the city of Burbank. It's actually a countersuit because they got sued. They're suing back. And a judge denied a motion by Burbank's lawyers to dismiss the countersuit. The grounds of the suit is they violated their First Amendment rights. That basically, that because they kept talking and doing interviews and defying all of these ridiculous lockdowns, that Burbank officials came after them stronger than any other restaurant that was doing outdoor dining. They didn't like the fact that the people behind Tinhorn Flats decided to be more vocal in their objections to shutting down the restaurants, particularly when it came to the outdoor dining. The allegation that the city enforced rules against Barfly, and that's the name of the company that owns Tinhorn Flats, is a sufficient allegation of ultimate fact for a jury to decide, the judge wrote. If true, that allegation can be proven by objective evidence. Whether that evidence or allegation objective fact is true cannot be resolved on the pleadings. So he wants to leave it up to a jury to decide whether or not this countersuit is good against the city of Burbank for the way they really, really came down hard on this restaurant.
Well,
they were in the news like every month for some back and forth. They got really crazy.
Because they demand obedience even when they're wrong. I mean, for God's sakes, restaurants, especially outdoor dining, was not spreading any COVID. I heard the head of the CDC today. What's her name? Rochelle Walensky?
Yes.
And you know they came out with an announcement within the last week that they admit they botched their response to COVID in a number of ways, which is what all the critics were saying. We were saying all along, and we were told, oh, you must trust the science. You must trust the experts, okay? Well, Rochelle Walensky came out and admitted that they blew it on a lot of fronts. And
oh, yeah.
Neil Cavuto was interviewing her on Fox and said, were the lockdowns necessary? Like, what was it to the extent that they went? And she paused for like about 5 seconds. And you could tell that in her head, she wanted to say, no, they weren't necessary.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to cause a political firestorm. And eventually, after hemming and hawing, she settled on, well, I'm not going to comment on decisions that were made before I took over. So clearly, she was saying, in retrospect,
if you were in charge 3 years ago, what'd you have done?
Yeah. Well, the lockdowns were way overdone. And it was tyrannical rule by people who just lived for that moment. They just lived for the idea of pushing people around, telling them what to do, closing businesses, closing schools. They didn't have the science. They never had the science, but they had the power. I found a story today. I found a story about all the over-the-top COVID restrictions related to the CDC. And one of the funniest things that was reprised in this story was, and I'd forgotten this, do you remember when the L.A. County Sheriff's Department off the coast of Malibu went after paddle boarders and arrested them and handcuffed them?
I do remember. I think it was a surfer, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's when they were trying to keep people off the beach.
Yes.
Well, these guys had gotten loose and got on paddle boards, and the sheriff's department and the lifeguard.
They went after them.
They went after them in boats and eventually collared them and handcuffed them and made them do the perp walk. And I'm reading this, and I'd forgotten about it. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's how nutty it was.
They were insane. Absolutely insane then. Chasing paddle boarders in the Pacific Ocean because they thought COVID was going to be spread.
Panic. Don't be panicked.
Do not ever give the government that kind of unfettered, unchecked power. Ever. Always rebel. Always say no.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, it's been 6 months since Russia invaded Ukraine. February 24th, we're coming up on the 6 months since that war began. The Ukrainians have said that 9,000 of their soldiers have died. A number of civilians have also died, many injured. The Russian number we can't really rely on because they don't like to confirm it, but it's supposed to be greater than 9,000 Russian soldiers have died in this war. What's being looked at and has continued to be a concern over there is this nuclear power station called Zaporizhia. And it is Europe's largest. And the situation there is that the Russians control it, but the Ukrainians are still working there. But what's been going on, it's sort of like in the middle of a big conflict where there are just bombs floating by on either side of the power plant. The Ukrainians announced that one of the employees at the power plant was killed by Russian shelling in a nearby town. He apparently was in a taxi car, an employee of the plant, a man by the name of Vladislav Mitin, who was only like 25 years old, a mechanic, was injured, taken to the hospital, and died. The concern there, of course, has been that because this shelling is so close to the plant, if it sets off any kind of a fire, well,
what an experiment.
It could be a damaging meltdown.
Right. Shells and bombs, and you don't know what's going to explode and when a fire is going to start. This is an amazing game of chicken that Putin is playing.
You
can't control what all these idiot soldiers are going to do. You know, somebody could shoot off some kind of wild shot. And everything blows.
They're kind of like playing this weird game of chicken.
Yeah, it is.
The Russians.
I mean, they're
supposedly they're using the nuclear power plant as like cover,
yeah.
Knowing that the Ukrainians won't bomb it.
Yeah,
so we'll just bomb them from because we control the power plant. We'll just bomb them from the outsides of the plant and see if they fire right. back. But they may not take that chance.
That's their base of operations,
right?
In that region now,
right?
They've got a lot of military equipment inside that property. So
the United Nations says 18 million people are in need of aid in that region because of this war.
It's horrendous as it was the first month, but much of the world has lost interest. Wars wear people out. There's such a grind. It's so repetitive and relentless.
A stunning amount of interest and coverage at the beginning, but as the months have gone by and war grinds on, people just return to, you know, other news.
You see how it works? And that's why politicians can get away with just about anything, because people get tired of stories. No matter what the scandal is, even if it's war and tens of thousands of bodies, everybody gets tired of it now. And we're trained to tire of things more quickly because of the bombardment of media, social media, is the attention spans really, really are short. And no one's ever going to care again. It's become like Afghanistan. Afghanistan dragged on for 20 years, which was incredibly stupid. But who did that enrich? All the weapons manufacturers here in America. How many billions of dollars did they make financing all the weaponry needed for Afghanistan? To no purpose, ultimately.
Yeah,
to no purpose. Same thing like the Iraq War. There's no purpose to this. They kill a few thousand here, a few thousand there, but outside the individual families, nobody gives a crap.
Well, they're supposed to announce tomorrow $3 billion more is going to Ukraine from the United States for weapons and equipment. Mm. That would be the largest package of aid to date. Tomorrow is not only the six-month anniversary of the Russian invasion, it's Ukraine's Independence Day. So Biden's supposed to announce a whole lot more weapons, drones, other weapons will be sent there.
You know, we send just enough to create a stalemate, but not enough to really drive Russia back. And again, who does that enrich?
Do you see, though, that Vladimir Zelensky is saying we're confident we can get Crimea back? That would be interesting.
Well,
is that confident? He thinks he can take back the peninsula from the Russians.
If the West gives them the weaponry, then yeah. I mean, his people are all in.
Meanwhile, in another comic development, somewhat related to all this, the former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's going to Russia. Now, why would he be going to Russia? Well, he wants to get the release of the WNBA star Brittany Griner. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison on the drug charges. Supposedly, the U.S. is working on a prisoner swap. But Biden told NBC News, I got permission to go to help that girl. I'm trying to go this week.
What's he going to do?
He doesn't need anything but a visa from Russia to come. Maybe he'll be held, too.
Yeah, really. Why don't we make that swap?
Everybody knows he got involved in Trump's meeting with the president of North Korea. Right.
Yeah, well, he's just a publicity pig.
He's met Putin before. He took a trip in 2014 to Moscow.
Yeah, but he
likes to get involved in these international.
But what has he accomplished? Nothing.
No, I don't. They're saying this is probably not a good idea. If they really are holding negotiations about the prisoner swap, nobody else should be involved.
How long is the negotiation supposed to go on here?
Well, they were waiting. Russia wanted to wait till their trial was done, the sentence was done. So I think they just started the real negotions.
Well, we're offering to let go of an arms dealer.
An arms dealer, right.
All right, then there's the deal. What are they talking about? I mean, that should be 5 minutes.
Maybe they want a draft pick. Future considerations.
A player to be named later. Prisoner to be named later.
US, of course, is saying officially, do not travel to Russia. Harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian government security officials is indeed very possible. And you could end up wrongfully detained.
She was rightfully detained because she broke their law.
Right. I'm just saying they're telling Rodman not to do that. All Americans, don't go there.
Really, really was a dumbass thing to do.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, coming up after 4 o'clock, at least one district attorney in one county in California will tell you the truth about what happens when you have no bail policies. Wait till you hear the percentage of people that got out because of no bail that have recommitted crimes. We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour, and also another stunning development out of Sacramento concerning the penalties for human trafficking. We'll talk about all these things in the 4 o'clock hour. Tomorrow, Joe Biden is supposed to return from his exciting Delaware vacation at his beach house, where apparently they're building a $500,000 wall around that beach house. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I know.
I thought walls are useless. We're not supposed to build walls.
Yeah, another one of the big lies. I should, you know, really, I should publish the book of big lies.
Be a big book.
It'd be a big book. And it's the fight every day. Every day I go through all the news sites, all the stories. It's like, okay, that's the big lie. That's the big lie. That's the big lie. They just purposely repeat this over and over.
That's the one they use on Trump about the election, though.
That's his big lie.
Yeah, that's what they call the big lie, that the election was a fraud.
There's a lot of them.
I guess there was a lot of them.
Because it works.
That's why it'd be a big book of big lies.
It works.
But then, you know, you have to come up with what is the biggest lie. Okay. You think about that one.
All right.
Biden is going to announce something tomorrow. And this has been a long time coming, and it's not going to make everybody happy. He is going to announce that they're going to cancel thousands of dollars in federal student home loan debt.
Well, if you're a normal middle-class family, this is going to make a lot of people furious. This is going to make more people furious than please people. I understand the people who are getting this financial break are going to be happy, and you'll probably win their vote. In fact, you know, there's a lot of millennial wieners who voted for Biden in part because he promised relief on the loan. But nobody forced you to take out the loan. You took out the loan. Most people don't have college degrees. 2/3 of the country does not have a college degree. So they don't have these big fat loans outstanding. Now what? They got to pay for it? Because these loans are going to be paid back with everybody else's tax money. So
yeah, it's going to come up to about $10,000 per borrower.
Yeah.
But the income limit is $125,000 a year. You have to make less than that to qualify.
Right, because these were government-backed loans, which means the government promised they would pay the banks.
Yeah, I think I had one of those.
Right, so we've got to make good to the banks. We've got to pay back the loan, and we're constantly told that people who go to college make better money over the course of their life. Obviously, right? So many of these people are going to do very well. So it's like a subsidy for what? The upper middle class and the wealthy.
Yeah, apparently they're looking for votes. You know what else they're going to do? And I hadn't even forgotten this was the case. There has been a moratorium since Trump was president on student loan payments. Did you know that?
Just yeah,
like didn't have to pay
I know.
Rent.
Yeah. I know. No, it's
they're going to extend it until January. He's probably going to announce that too.
That's outrageous. I mean,
so
all
if you're
this
a lender,
is just
what's the point these days? Although the feds will pay back the loan, but you're not getting any payments right now.
No, I know.
You think this could cost $2,000 a taxpayer when all is said and done, depending on the.
So those of you who saved, I can't tell you how many people I know saved money just so their kids could go to college and have minimal or no loans. What a kick in the nuts, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you get for living on less, maybe for 15, 20 years. You're saving up for the college fund. Everybody I know had college funds. In fact, there's like a specific kind of fund that you could have set up and have money diverted into it. And what was the point of all that? We might as well just have all borrowed the money and then had somebody else pay it back. Like, I paid for my kids' college educations myself. Why did I do that?
Oh, they didn't borrow?
No.
Oh.
That's what I work for. And we saved the money. Now, I could have taken all that money and blown it on all kinds of vacations. I didn't. I saved
fancy
the money,
cars.
Held on to it. No, I didn't indulge in every desire.
Fancy hookers.
I mean, well, this is what I don't get. It's like, this is what you get for
Well, listen to
taking
this
taking care
part.
Of your family, you get kicked in the ass in the end?
Nobody's happy. The Senate Majority Leader and the progressives wanted $50,000 of loans canceled per borrower. They don't like this $10,000 figure. It is too low.
Besides,
so there's
going
to be objections from both sides over this announcement.
Well,
it's supposed to be some kind of compromise.
And wait for this to play out too. Hang
because
on.
When you consider the cost of college these days, is $10,000 much? Is that even a year?
No, it's not that much. I mean, if you go to the big universities, if you go to a state college, that covers
CSUN.
Yeah, that covers state colleges. So anyway, the whole thing is illegal. Like so much that's done. It says the president does not have the authority to forgive loans. Only Congress has the legislative power. Congress has to pass a bill giving the president the authority to give $10,000 in forgiven loans to each student. The Department of Education, okay, that's Biden's administration, found it does not have the statutory authority to provide blanket or mass cancellation, compromise, discharge, forgiveness of student loan. Nancy Pelosi confirmed last summer the president can't do it. It's not even a discussion. Not everyone realizes that, but a president can only postpone, delay, but not forgive a loan.
Then I guess there might be a legal challenge to this. If
of course there's going to be a legal challenge. But I don't understand, why is he soaking everyone else who either didn't go to college or saved money to pay for their kids' college? Why is he soaking them with this cost? When the people who got these loans and got their degrees are going to end up making, on average, more money than the two-thirds who don't go to college or don't get a degree.
All right, we got more coming up.
Wow. I mean, he really is senile. John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.